Winter, 2006. Three young journalists en route to a conference in Montego suffer a shipwreck. They awake on the shores of a mysterious isle deep in the Caribbean. Broadcasting from an abandoned Jamaican army base, the trio continues to unravel the secrets of newsworthy Ghost Island.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to another exciting episode of Newsworthy Ghost Island. How are you?
I'm David Reinstrom.
I'm Alex Jensen.
And I'm David Brunel Bruttman.
Welcome to the Army Base. This is where we live. This is where we make our home. This is where we eat nothing but canned tuna.
Yes, and thank you again for tuning in. We're not sure who's all listening out there, but hopefully you're a Coast Guard or the police or something. We'd like to get off this island.
Or even a vigilante like Spider-Man.
Or Batman. I wouldn't say Spider-Man.
Superman?
Is as much of a... No, they're not vigilantes.
Okay.
Are they?
Yeah, they're definitely... But superheroism counts as vigilanteism.
No, I think vigilantes don't have superpowers.
What? No,
Vigilantes don't have superpowers.
Superpowers don't enter into the equation.
Yes, they do.
No, if you enforce the law outside of the law, you are a vigilante.
Yeah, but the police respect Superman.
Yes, they respect him.
He has a law on himself.
That's a good point.
He's still not legal.
Fine.
Is Superman a legal immigrant?
You know, I don't know.
I bet he isn't licensed.
Darn Kryptonians crossing our planetary borders,
coming in here. They don't even speak the language.
We need an atmosphere wall or a fence.
Well, I guess Superman speaks the language. At least he had the decency to learn English.
Before we rapidly make everybody angry by politicizing our discourse, maybe we should play a song. We didn't mean any of that.
I meant every word.
What have we got,
David?
This
is okay. Back to the Life by Spoon.
Bring it on.
Hit it.
your age, that's easier for you to say. Forcing answers into questions and worrying that you might stop breathing. On and on we sift through alphabets of life that never get us anywhere anyway. I'd like you to feel we have the best intentions. I want you to know that I know it's not easy. I want you to know that I know it's not easy. Easy, easy. Then there's a peak you reach out to somebody that's never even there. Somebody that you may hope. Freezing.
Badly Drawn Boy off the album About a Boy, and before that we had Spoon with Back to the Life.
Yeah. Which album is that off of?
Back to the Life, that's off Kill the Moonlight.
Okay. I thought it was off of Give Me Fiction. No, but you're right.
Give Me Fiction is the next album after that. Okay. Very highly recommended.
Yeah, Spoon is a pretty fun band. I think they're out of Texas somewhere.
I believe they're out of Austin, if I recall correctly.
That could be. Ah, Texas. Ah, the mainland. Oh. Howie Pine.
Yes,
I was
indeed.
In Texas once.
I was not.
I have never been to Texas.
No, me neither.
You say bean.
I do say bean.
Ben?
No, he says bean. Like garbanzo. I've never bean. Garbanzo bean.
I've never been. I say Ben.
Ben.
What do you say?
Ben.
You
say Ben. I say
Ben.
Ben? I say Ben.
Like the name Ben?
Yes.
Okay, okay. It's either bin or bean.
Whatever.
There's no There's no middle ground there.
You said bin?
Well, I wanted... hush, people. I wanted to talk about our podcast. We have podcast capacity.
Yeah, right. It's exciting.
Yes.
This is a great boon for us. We can expand our listening audience, and maybe somebody will be able to hear us and rescue us. Please.
Although, I'm growing kind of fond of you guys.
Well, we're growing kind of fond of you too, Alex, but I'd like to grow fond of you elsewhere.
I'm freaking out. I can't take it anymore.
David, settle down.
Oh, my God.
Simmer.
I can see colors and flashing lights.
Is there a doctor on the island?
There are little angels lifting you up.
That's the control panel, David.
Okay.
They're colors and they flash. This is perfectly normal.
I'm going island crazy. I got the island madness.
Oh, anyway, our podcast, we have an interesting story about that. The three of us like to go out and explore the jungle, right? Because we're good journalists, and we want to do what good journalists do, which is uncover the truth.
Right.
This is the truth zone, the island of truth.
And we want this is a no-spin zone.
Yeah, that too. Ooh!
Our telephone is ringing. Let's answer it.
Okay, I'm going to talk about stuff while David answers the telephone.
Hello.
I don't think we've ever actually had any action on the telephone before. It was just a weird little rotary action thing. And
oh, okay.
Nobody ever really calls it.
It could be signals bounced off a satellite
that's
from
we will
years
work
ago.
On that. Thank you for telling us.
That's, you know, it's probably nothing.
I don't know.
Okay,
well, David will tell us in a minute.
Because, you know, if the phone actually worked, I don't know why we wouldn't have thought of using it earlier.
Who was it?
It was Oshkosh, Wisconsin. To tell us that our mic is not working well.
Someone in Wisconsin can hear us?
What? Why didn't you tell him to I don't know. Oh, God.
I guess we all have someone in
better.
Oshkosh, don't we?
We look
I
okay.
We do. I know I do.
All right.
Anyway, the reason that podcasting is so special and the way in which we found it, we are about to outline for you in this broadcast, in this report that we did out in the island, which I'm going to bring up for you right now. Let me fumble for it. Fumble.
Hello, listeners. Alex Jensen here in the middle of the jungle.
And David Reinstrom. Also, in the jungle.
We were exploring today.
Brunel Bruttman has gone off into the underbrush to hack us a path. We can't lug our equipment through the brambles. Don't want to get the cord snagged on things.
This isn't a live broadcast. You see, all the broadcasting equipment is back in the studio.
But we do have all of our old mobile equipment, so we're taking it on these trips through the forest.
Yeah. It's all analog stuff, though. Our laptops were lost at sea.
Yeah, it sucked.
Yeah.
A computer.
Oh, yeah! Here comes David again.
Yeah! Whew! Hey, you guys, I found a thing.
Ooh, stop the presses.
No, seriously, it's really cool.
Well, you have hacked us a neat little path there. Suppose it wouldn't really be sporting to refuse to follow it.
That's right. Don't deny the work. My sweat and machete.
You're not sweating.
Well, I could be. Imperceptibly.
What, are your pores, like, microscopic?
I think everyone's pores are microscopic.
What? Crap!
Hello? The thing I found? Things? Finding them?
Oh, yeah. Lead on.
Right. Well, it's just through these trees, so come on.
Wow. The jungle's really dense out through here.
Yeah, I can hardly see a thing in front of me. This fog is so thick.
That's not fog. It's nighttime.
Oh.
Tonight's forecast, darkness, followed by the sun. Hurry up, you slowpokes!
So where is this thing?
It's right through this mysterious wooden tribal gate here.
Whoa. What's with all the human skulls?
Please, a little cultural relativism. I named that one Bob, and that one Murray, and that one Roxanne.
Roxanne!
Put out a red light!
Roxanne!
Put out a red light!
Roxanne!
Enough of that! Roxanne is a classy lady. She doesn't need to take any of that from you.
Sorry, Roxanne.
Look beyond the gates, my children. What do you see?
A shining, bright future?
Absolutely nothing.
Interestingly, neither.
Ooh, hey, I do see something.
Ooh, yeah, it's a... What is it?
A pyramid.
Lady and gentlemen, let me show you my pyramid. My pyramid. Let me show you it.
What kind of pyramid is that?
Not sure. It's not exactly Mayan, and it's certainly not Egyptian.
My Egyptian?
No. Let's go investigate.
Listeners, we're looking at a huge stone pyramid. It's gray and massive.
It's a little overgrown with foliage, but this area is something akin to a clearing. The typical bat screeching seems less out here, and even the gentle chirpings of Darwin's finches have ceased.
It's hella cool. Let's get closer.
All right.
There's some kind of inscription on it, at around eye level, and a panel buttony thing.
What's the panel buttony thing say?
I don't know. I don't speak creepy haunted island.
Someone rolled off the wrong side of the floor today.
Well, if you'd let me sleep in the cots last night...
Nope. You lost the bet. Sleep on the floor.
Yesterday, David Reinstrom lost a bet that he could eat an entire bowl of broken glass soup while he'd sleep on the floor.
You didn't tell me I had to actually eat the bowl. I drank all the soup. Every delicious shard.
You doing okay?
Yeah, I'm just digesting. Don't worry, dude. My stomach is full of hydrochloric acid.
Isn't everyone's stomach full of hydrochloric acid?
What? Crap!
I'm gonna press this button panel thing. Regardless of what it says.
That never causes any bad things to happen.
Go for it.
Oh, wow. The entire pyramid is lighting up like a Christmas tree. But without the Christmas. Or the tree.
You guys, I think this pyramid is a computer.
Shh, I think it's gonna speak. 1001.
My God,
one,
it's
zero,
speaking
zero,
in binary.
One, do you, zero, either of you know zero, binary? One,
I know
zero,
some
zero,
HTML.
1101101. Haha, I'm just messing with you guys.
It speaks English.
It's incredible.
I can totally, like, hear you guys.
Who are you?
I am the almighty computer. Or computer. But you can call me Reginald! Fair enough. Hello, Reginald. Hello, David!
Hello, Reginald.
Hello, David!
Hello, Reginald.
Hi.
I'm Alex.
I'm really awkward around girls. I just wanna put that out there. Hi, Alex.
You already said that.
So I did. So what manner of computing awesomeness do you seek, humans?
Well, we were just exploring, to be honest.
Oh, exploring from where? From the old army base on the other side of the island. The army base? That army base is f***ing haunted.
Reginald, language.
I am fluent in over 6 million forms of communication, but most of what I know how to say is dirty.
Well, you're encouraged to stick to English around us.
We're a family-friendly show. A show? You folks are on the televisions?
Well, the radio. Well, that's close, isn't it?
You haven't exactly got the most telegenic face. You're kind of a building.
That's not true. I'm actually quite small. My creators told me I was rather cute.
Portably small?
Am I going to be famous?
Yes. Wait, creators? Who made you, anyhow?
Their name is too complicated for my stupid voice software to replicate, even though I can say naughty words in 6 million languages. I'll just print it out.
Here. David, you read it.
Oh, God. Oh, God, how do you say that?
I just don't think you can.
I was created over 700 years ago! My creators placed me in this clearing to watch human society!
So there is intelligent life out there.
What? Where?
You know, in space.
Oh, no, on planets!
Thank you.
Yeah, there's definitely no life in space! There's no f***ing air, dude!
Reginald!
Sorry!
So, back to the part where you are portable.
Yes! I am actually quite small, comparable in size to what you might call one of your thigh tops.
Laptops?
Yes!
Would you like to join our little band?
How could I refuse a face like that? Dude, I think she likes me.
Oggies.
So, what can I do on your show?
Well, we could use a computer for editing and stuff.
Yes, and hello, he's a computer. We can use him to contact, the Coast Guard, so we can get off this island.
Actually, no! I'm really shy! I can't even talk to other computers!
Wait, you can't talk to girls or computers?
No!
That's odd. Why do you suppose that is, Reggie? Can I call you Reggie?
She's talking to me! I got the football! The answer, Alex, is football! I can throw a football really far! Dang! Illegal exception, OE.
So, if you can't talk to other computers, can you make our show more accessible? Can you expand our signal?
Better than that, my little jungle jellyfish. I can teach you the art of the podcast.
And that's how the Newsworthy Ghost Island podcast was born.
You can read about this and other historical events at your local library.
And you can download our podcast at newsworthyghost.wordpress.com. Or search us up and subscribe on iTunes.
We've got Reginald in the studio with us now. Say hello, Reginald.
Hello, Reginald.
Oh, boy.
Now we have a public service announcement. A public service announcement.
Public service announcement?
Yes, thank you.
That's getting really annoying. Can we shut him off?
Or... Yeah, David.
Wait,
David,
guys,
turn him off.
No.
Turn him off.
Can't.
Boop.
Dave.
Thank you. Have you guys heard about that guy upstate who lost his beer belly playing with his kids? Not surprising, considering regular physical activity and a healthy diet can decrease your weight and improve your health. Learn more at smallstep.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station. And now, enjoy another nifty little tune.
A little dose of samba. What's this track called, David?
This track is... Neru. It's N-E-R-E-U.
Neru. I bet it's in Portuguese.
And there are two of them.
I bet.
Neru.
But
Neru.
It's
I bet.
Off the album Samba Rock by Trio Moccato.
I'm liking this already.
Sweet. Lay it on us.
Lay it on.
Like butter.
Like what?
Like delicious,
butter.
Delicious thick swaths of butter.
All right.
Apaixonado, mas por ela eu sei que não sou amado. Seu amor. Nesse andamento, não adianta, gente, a comida é comigo mesmo.
Se você precisa de uma ambulância, chame Nereu.
Ô, oh, tô chegando, malandragem.
Para dor de cabeça, chame Nereu. Tá com falta de mocotó, procure o
Nereu. Isso, chegando também no mocotó.
Dance party we just had in the studio?
Yeah, I would just really like to inform everyone that we did indeed just have a dance party, and I've never seen David shake his thang like that.
It's true. Before. My thang was shook.
It had been shaken. What's the correct grammar?
Thing shooken, shaken.
I guess I want to encourage everyone at home to dance to our
and shake your thangs.
Selections.
If
yes,
you have them.
Please shake your thangs. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to KWUR Clayton 90.3 FM, St. Louis Underground Radio.
And you can listen online at you can listen online at I can't talk today. It's the glass. It's the broken glass soup. David,
didn't
you
go down
it.
Well.
Where can
you
we
can listen?
You can listen
online at www.kwur.com.
Oh, the glass is coming back up my esophagus.
It's okay, David. It's okay. Listen to this. Hard Time Killing Floor Blues by Chris Thomas King.
Oh, it's off.
Hard time yet and every where you go has it harder than ever been before. And the people are drifting from door to door, can't find no heaven, I don't care where they go. Say you had money, you better be sure. These hard times will drive you from door to door. Oh.
She came from Greece. She had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have a rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And in 30 seconds' time, she said, I want to live like common people. I want to do whatever common people do. I want to sleep with common people. I want to sleep with common people like you. Well, what else could I do? I said, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you've got no money. She just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah? Well, I can't see anyone else smiling in here.
Are you sure?
You want to live like common people? You want to see whatever common people see? You want to sleep with common people? You want to sleep with common people like me? But she didn't understand.
She just smiled and held my hand. Rent a flat above a shop. Cut your hair and get a job. Smoke some flags and play some pool. Pretend you never went to school. But still you'll never get it right. When you're lying in bed at night, watching roaches climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all here.
You'll never live like common people. You'll never do whatever common people do. You'll never fail like common people. You'll never watch your life slide out of you and dance and drink and screw. Cause there's nothing else to do.
Because there's nothing else to do.
You think that poor is cool.
Like a dog lying in a corner, they'll bite you and never warn you. Look out.
They'll tear your insides out. Cause everybody hates a tourist.
Cause everybody hates a tourist. Especially one who thinks it's all such a lie.
Yeah, and the chip stains grease will come out in the bath. Climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all. Yeah. You'll never live like common people.
You'll never do,
You'll never do what common people do. You'll never fail like common people.
You'll never watch your life slide out of you.
And dance and drink and screw. Because there's nothing else to do.
Gentlemen, that was William Shatner.
That was awesome. That's what that was.
With a cover of Common People, a standard cover in Europe. And this was in conjunction with Ben Folds off William Shatner's album Has Been. Yeah.
Good find.
And it has the most amazing transition ever.
She just smiled
because
and held my hand.
You think William Shatner is singing.
I was indeed
William
quite
Shatner
surprised.
Has a great singing voice.
I had no idea.
So yes,
you learn something new every day on a deserted
really
island.
Really enjoy that cover.
Ooh, David, no, it's look at it's a ghost. Look at the ghost.
Oh my!
You're entering a strange dimension. I am the ghost of aliens past.
Aliens past.
Yes, I've come to tell you strange portents, of light and sound, of shadow. Beyond which that which is known to man.
Uh-huh.
This seems vaguely familiar, yet kind of strange.
Tell us
anyway,
your story,
come,
ghost.
Sit down, please.
Said David skeptically.
All right, said the ghost. In the third person.
Curtis. Curtis, wake up, it's Leroy. Curtis!
What?
Curtis, it's Leroy.
What? I'm sleeping. What are you doing?
I had to find you, Curtis. This here's important business.
What?
I had to come and get you.
Why in the blazes would you wake me up? I've been herding cows all dang day.
Well, this is important. You can get your beauty sleep later, Curtis. This here is history in the making.
Oh?
Yep. Get out of bed.
What the heck for?
Something landed in the middle of the range. Something weird.
Yeah, okay, great. I'm going back to bed. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Curtis, you don't understand. They might be visitors. I had to come get you, Curtis, because I know how excitable you get whenever someone mentions aliens, so I figured I should ought to tell you.
Well, that was right smart of you, Leroy. Let me get my shirt on and we'll go.
All right.
And my pants.
That'd help.
And
yes.
My socks, and my galoshes,
yes.
And my wading trousers, and my boots, and my parka,
Curtis.
And my overcoat, and my poncho,
Curtis.
And my overalls, and my vest, and my tuxedo, and my scuba gear.
You're quite done.
Nope. Need me my cowboy hat.
All right, let's get out of here.
Wait, I gotta get me my fishing rod.
You do not, dadgummit. Can we just go?
All right, fine. I guess I'll just carry the lures in my mouth. Stay in my tackle box.
You swallow one, I ain't gonna be the one to go in with a rubber glove and barbecue tongs.
5 minutes later... Well, here we are in your field.
Yep.
I don't see no aliens.
That's because you ain't got the sense God gave a duck. Also, your flashlight is off.
Oh!
Yep.
There's a big old, round old, smoking old, glowy old hole in the ground. There.
Yep. Take the shovel.
All right.
Let's dig this thing up.
Right.
Man, that is some shiny space metal.
Did you say that's a saucer?
More of a teacup than a saucer.
Mm.
I think we've uncovered most of it.
Yeah, it is shiny.
Here, hit it with your shovel. Stevens, you can open it.
All right.
Hey, it's open in good times.
Oh, hey, look it. There's someone in there.
It's...
They're dead.
Or sleeping.
The biggest discovery of the century, Leroy. You and I find what must have been intelligent life crashed in the middle of the range, and they're deader than a haddock in a barrel full of cement.
Well, at least we found them.
True.
Well, what's to be done with them, Curtis?
Dang it, Leroy, you think I know? I'm just as dumbfounded as you are.
Let me ask my missus. She'll be more than like to know. Here she comes now.
Leroy, honey. You mind telling me what the hell you and Curtis are up to at this time of night?
The two of us found something special between us. Mm. Between the two of us, we found something special. Look it.
You went all the way out here in the middle of the night for, what? What is that?
It's a hole full of aliens, darling.
So?
It's history in the making.
Who can we tell? They're dead.
So?
So they'll figure we just stitched some critters together into a composite corpse. A chimera, if you will.
Dang. I never even thought of that. Your missus sure knows her stuff, Leroy.
Smartest lady in the county.
5 years running.
So what do we do, Mara?
Well, you gotta hide the evidence from the government, right?
Why's that?
Because if they find out we discovered aliens, much less dents, they'll come in and erase your brains with little teeny-weeny novelty ballpoint pens.
What?
Leroy, don't you watch the televisions?
Mara, don't you know that the televisions watch you?
It's the government, ma'am.
So, since we is all three of us registered libertarians, and there ain't a one of us wanting the fuzz on our tail, much less having our brains all refried by a little government camera flash, I say,
We what, Leroy?
We make them into jerky. It's the only way.
Knew I married me a smart man.
Smartest man in the county.
5 days running.
And Leroy and Curtis dragged the alien corpses back to Leroy's home, where they butchered the bodies and made them into jerky. And that jerky conferred upon the three of them fabulous superpowers. Or did it? You have just experienced a dimension beyond that which is known to man. A dimension of light, sound, and imagination. A dimension called copyright infringement.
Do you want to be a real-life superhero? Well, you can just do it by donating blood. Did you know 1 pint of blood can save up to 3 lives? Donating blood is a real way to make a big difference. Be a hero. Visit www.bloodsaves.com to find out more.
Tired of hanging around.
That was the Zootons. And the track was Tired of Hanging Around off of Tired of Hanging Around.
Go figure. I really liked that, actually.
I did
it was,
too.
It was exciting, and it was...
It was even funkier.
Yeah, they pulled it off pretty well.
They did.
I'm worried about people pulling things off well, like the way I'm afraid Michael Bay will pull off the Transformers movie.
Did you see Optimus Prime?
How did you hear
Prime?
About that?
What do you mean, how did I hear about that?
Have
it's
you
been
guys,
all over
Have you guys
all
seen...
All over the island?
It's been all over the island.
It's been all
Transformers
over the internet.
Everywhere. They are robots in disguise.
I was checking it out on Reddit.
Okay,
no.
I
have
hear
you
that,
seen,
yes.
Have you seen Optimus Prime? He's
like in person?
No, I mean the movie version. Okay,
oh,
so you know
oh.
how Optimus Prime is, you know, he's a semi.
Yes.
Right.
And he's got, you know, like a flat cab.
Flat cab.
Right? And yeah. a trailer.
And a trailer.
The Optimus Prime in the Transformers movie.
Is he an SUV?
No. He's
an
still
all American.
He's still a semi, but he's got this big old, you know, he's one of the ones with
round
he's
old.
Got chrome
spinners?
Smoke.
Does he have spinners?
Chrome exhaust things coming up. He's got
weird.
Flames.
What?
He's got flames
what, has
all
the, have
down
the Transformers
his...
suddenly become, what is that, Ghost Rider? That thing that Nicolas
Ghost.
Cage is going to be?
I guess.
Ooh, yeah, I don't know how I feel about that,
man,
guys.
You know,
I'm
starting to miss not having exposure to the internet. I don't need to see that.
No, you don't need... It's
I don't
terrible.
Need to see
it's terrible.
Flaming Optimus Prime.
And... I don't That's... think Megatron... Okay, see, Megatron in the original Transformers transformed into a gun. He was this huge, you know, 12-foot-tall robot, and he transformed into a handgun. That was so deliciously ridiculous. I don't even... He doesn't transform into a handgun. I don't remember what he transforms into.
Maybe it's a cannon.
It's like a cell phone or something. It's something really dumb.
An iPod, maybe?
Megatron transforms into an iPod.
I'm going to turn into a hammer.
And then the entire movie goes just like one color and everything is black silhouettes. And what? That's it.
No, that was Kill Bill.
No, I'm
no.
I was making fun of iPod commercials.
Oh, I'm dumb.
Good job.
Thank you. So, yeah. Makes me feel so dangerous. So dangerous. What do we got?
So dangerous. So dangerous.
So Strong Bad singing the Dangerous-esque theme.
Oh, very much so.
So dangerous. So dangerous. He fights the law, but he also fights the crime, but not as much Dangerous-esque. With Ronaldo at his side, he'll have Ronaldo at his side. Dangerous-esque.
Dangerous-esque.
He's got some Chinese stars, and he keeps them under the bed with a length of pipe. Dangerous-esque. That guy is dangerous-esque. The mighty oak has fallen. If movies have taught me anything, he'll get the girl. Stick it to the man, stick it to the man. Cool glasses, cool glasses. Stick it to the man, stick it to the man. Cool, cool glasses. He works alone, except when he works with Ronaldo, which is all the time. Dangerous-esque. He's a private eye, a crooked cop, secret agent, and a celebrity pharmacist. Dangerous-esque. That guy is dangerous-esque, 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 dangerous-esque. Or did I?
As much as I want to weep, I know I can't have you. I wipe my tears away, away. Try, 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 try. Wish for the summer wand to pull over under. I wipe my tears away, away. Best at happiness.
Quick, hit him with something.
You can't hit Ghost. He's with...
I'm gonna try. I'm gonna try.
No, guys.
Back off, Ghost. Back off.
Stop that.
There are ghosts in the equipment. Okay.
Ghost in the machine?
That was a little scary. So,
Ghost just popped out of the CD.
Yeah. So you just heard,
part of you heard.
The Bird and the Bee.
Which is a haunted album.
Which is apparently a haunted album.
Apparently haunted.
You heard the track I'm a Broken Heart, or most of it.
I'm a Broken
rather,
Ghost.
From the album Again and Again and Again and Again.
That's we find ghosts in our equipment again and again and again and again.
Separate agains.
Again and again and again.
Next. And before that, of course, was Strong Bad with the theme from Dangerous 2. This time it's not Dangerous 1. The most kick-awesome celebrity pharmacist secret agent this side of the Mississippi.
That is, of course,
and the other
Strong
side
Bad,
of the Mississippi.
From Strong Bad of HomestarRunner.com, the flash animation sensation.
Yes.
That is sweeping.
That has been around
the
for a long
the nation.
Time.
Well, yeah, but, you know, some people might not have heard of him.
No, I know. I'm just making a statement.
Like
you
your
know.
Parents.
I mean, okay, like my parents.
My parents are here.
HomestarRunner.com.
Jellyfish.
Do it.
Let's talk about fathers and how fathers can show up on the back of people's heads.
No one gets that.
Yeah,
I don't get that.
Also, jellyfish is code for I love you, mommy.
Okay, so we're going to listen.
Yeah, Dad, if you're listening.
Come rescue us.
I miss you. And
if any of my relations are listening, don't take my stuff. I will fight you.
Yeah, don't look under my bed.
And make sure that
I
might have left the gas on, so watch out for that.
David, is that a plume of smoke in the distance?
Oh, God, I hope not.
Hold on, let me pull out my compass. I think that direction is Chicago.
No!
Oh.
Okay, we're going to listen to the French artist, singer, songwriter, Emily Simon, with a track called Flowers.
Awesome.
Bonjour.
It's such a shame you're a boy, but when you are not a girl, nobody buys you flowers. I want to buy you flowers. And now I'm standing in the shop. I must confess, I wonder if you will like my flowers. You are so sweet, and I'm so alone. Oh, darling, please tell me you're the one. I'll buy you flowers. I'll buy you flowers. Like no other girl did before.
By Emily Simon. And I guess that looks like that's about it for us here on Newsworthy Ghost Island for this week.
This is the saddest part of my week. Saying goodbye to you guys and all chances of getting off this blasted island.
Mm. So we'd like to go out with a song from the Series of Unfortunate Events soundtrack by Thomas Newman. It's called Drive Away. So that's all from us here at Newsworthy Ghost Island. And
till next week.
Say goodbye. I'm David Reinstrom.
I'm Alex Jensen.
And I am David Lenoble.
Yes, you are. Bye, guys.
Goodbye.
I don't know that song.
I made it up.